more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. We're talking about how transportation impacts the economy between Milwaukee and Chicago on today's Lake Effect. It's part of our series called Project Milwaukee, Southern Connections. Late last year, Milwaukee's Redevelopment Authority proposed a plan to spur development at and around the Port of Milwaukee. As we heard earlier this week, Milwaukee's deepwater port was one of the factors that initially influenced the growth of the city versus other spots on Lake Michigan, such as Racine and Kenosha. Writer Leah Dobkin focused on the history and potential of the port in her recent book called Soul of a Port. She told Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce about the current scale of activity there.
All four seasons, there's a lot going on there. There's about 250 ships that come in a year. I think there's something like 120,000 trucks a year come through there. And what is it? Oh, yeah, 7,000 rail cars. And so it's not just a shipping port, but it's intermodal in that these other forms of transportation interconnect with each other just to make cargo shipping more efficient for local manufacturers here.
You mention how the city has been involved in the development of the port, and that's an interesting aspect about Milwaukee's port, is that it is a public entity.
And it's very rare for a city to own a port. But what's even more rare is that most ports don't make money. And our port makes like $1.3 million over average over the last 5 years that gives back to the city. And so it's a really valuable city department. I think the last statistic for 2009 was our imports were, I think, up 25% when most people had, you know, negatives.
Now, we talk about the commodities that come through the Port of Milwaukee, but the port is also home to ferries. And you were able to find several stories about the passenger ships going across Lake Michigan, including the Milwaukee Clipper, which was this very elegant ship.
Yes, I think many people who are as old as I am or perhaps older will remember the Clipper. And people are fond of the Clipper and going and using it. And now we have Lake Express to continue that tradition. But after the book was written, I wanted to include some recipes from these various ships because I came across this book that sort of displayed all these different recipes and I got really curious. And I contacted the Clipper Historical Society and they told me that the last captain of the Clipper was still alive. He was 86 years old. And even though the book was written, I said, I got to interview this guy. And he was wonderful. And he had great stories. Some stories are in the book. Some are on my website now. And it's never ending. The port has never ending stories. But the ferries are just so much a part of our history. The whole idea of actually putting rail cars and transporting them across the lake just sort of is mind-boggling. And that's happened for many, many years until the economics didn't work anymore. But, you know, sometimes when you talk to people down the port, they wonder, well, maybe something like that could be recreated with trucks going across the lake and saving pollution and saving time. And so that's in the back of people's minds, that perhaps they can sort of reinvigorate that type of transportation. So right now we're shipping cars and people with Lake Express, and they have their own wonderful stories.
Well, you talk about the culture of the port. Can you give us a little bit more of an idea about the community and the work ethic that exists down there?
What I find most unique is the cooperation. It's like a little town down there. And even competitors help each other out. So, for example, there would be one company who has, you know, bags of salt. And another company is like a container yard and they need some salt, you know, and they'll, you know, share their salt with the container yard. Or the container yard may have some special equipment to move some cargo and they'll, you know, volunteer their equipment. Or when the wind turpines come in, they're so large, there's hardly, you know, enough space to transport them. So the container yards, you know, open up some space for them so they can transport them onto trucks to go out. And so they come in on ships and then go out by truck. And so there's just tremendous cooperation that you wouldn't expect from the various tenants down there. And this just really feels like a little town and a lot of characters, too.
Well, you also talk about some of the greening efforts at the port. What are some of these environmentally friendly efforts being undertaken there?
Well, the port is definitely greening itself, but you have to look historically that they have been transporting energy from, you know, wood originally to coal to oil and now biodiesel and ethanol. And there's a company down there that is actually, you know, sort of a focal point for biodiesel and ethanol and helping transport that in and out and distribute it more efficiently. As the years go by, there's, you know, federal and state legislation and incentives to use biodiesel and ethanol. And so they're right in the hub of all of that. And ultimately, as this market develops, they want to refine it and manufacture it down there as well. So biodiesel and ethanol is a real interesting development down there, one of the biggest things that's happened recently, I would say. And I think it's our future. You know, it's clean. And it's ultimately the prices will go down as demand increases. So right now it's not as competitive, but prospects are very favorable that it will be in the future.
Leah Dobkin, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Leah Dobkin is author of the book Soul of a Port, The History and Evolution of the Port of Milwaukee, published by the History Press. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce in January. There's a link to the full interview at wuwm.com/lakeeffect, along with all of our Project Milwaukee interviews and news features. We'll break away from this region after the break and talk about some examples of regional dishes recreated at Milwaukee area restaurants. That story is next on Lake Effect from WUWM.